flower farmers, are you looking to connect with florists who truly appreciate the beauty of locally grown blooms? And florists, do you wish you had access to fresh, high-quality flowers straight from the farm? Well, I have the perfect solution for you, farmers2florists.com. It is the ultimate marketplace designed to bring flower farmers and florists together in one easy platform. So as a farmer, you can showcase your seasonal availability, you can connect with florists, you can get your name out there, you get listed in the directory, and you can sell your flowers at premium prices without a middleman. And as a florist, you can get access to farm fresh, locally grown blooms that your customers will love. And these are going to be vetted farmers. These are going to be farmers that understand the quality that you need. And they're not going to just try to sell you 5 gallon buckets of whatever they have going on. So no more scrambling to find the perfect flowers last minute. I would love for you guys to check out the link in the episode notes. Get signed up. We are still offering a special, if it is available, the first 20 farmers to sign up for this platform get the setup fee waived, so you just have to pay the monthly premium. There is an entire episode explaining this, but go ahead, click the link, reach out to me if you have questions, and let me know what you need. Thanks. Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream, it's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler-Mergen, and I have Matt Diamante joining me today to talk about all things small business marketing. We're going to really focus in on social media marketing, SMS marketing. Matt, please introduce yourself and say
hello.
God.
Thank you for having me. This is really, really great. I feel like we're going to end up talking about all marketing.
I think so too.
But yeah, so my name is Matt Diamante. I run a digital marketing agency called Hey Tony. And our focus is to help small business owners grow their businesses, whether we're helping them by doing the work for them or educating them and showing them how to do it for themselves. And I do have paid courses, but I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about like free tips, free tricks, free things that you can do and take action on today to grow your business. And also I post this stuff on social media literally every single day. So yeah, feel free to follow me there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Matt and I had a bit of a pre-conversation before we hit the record button. Actually, I hit the record button before we did, but that's okay. Podcast producer Abby will cut that stuff out. But essentially, you know, we shared that my listener, my audience is, you know, typically flower farming or some sort of product-based business owner that got into their business because they love growing flowers. They love gardening. They love whatever, but they're learning that if this is going to be a business, not a hobby, they have to really lean in on business in general. And, you know, social media or marketing, what does that mean? And you know what? You can spend 2 hours scrolling through Instagram, looking at other people's reels and saving them and saying, oh, I'll make this one and then call it marketing. And the real point, like we talked about, the whole goal of social media should be to get to know your audience, to make those connections, to build that trust, but convert them to your email list and your SMS.
Yeah. I don't even want to show you or talk about all the amount of saved videos I have that are totally irrelevant to my business, but I'm like, that's
cool.
Like a cool concept.
That's a fun song. Yeah. How can I do that? Yeah.
Like I have a saved video of a guy literally covered in mayo, like head to toe in mayo. And I'm like, what can I do with that?
What can I
like,
do with that?
That has a lot of views. That's really
I want to cover in mayo.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that, but how can I do something?
So let's get into a little bit about, first, we're going to just say social media. Oh man, constantly changing. Like that's obviously the most broad topic in marketing that we could do, but why don't you just go ahead and give us a few kind of thoughts on that?
Okay. A few thoughts on social media right now, actually for the last several years, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, like all these platforms are pushing video over everything else. I've only been doing like social media. I say only been doing social media for like 2 years, but I've only been engaging and doing it as my business, if that makes sense, or as me for the last 2 years. And I've grown from literally zero followers to what I'm at, like 277 as of today, 27,000.
I saw
on
that
Instagram.
Today. I was like, wow, okay, this is cool.
Yeah, it's wild. And I actually started my career working in social media and doing SEO and stuff like that. And I hated it so much, I stopped posting. Like, I stopped posting for myself. I didn't have clients, I didn't do anything. So when I started posting on social media back in very early 2023, I was like, where's the Instagram or IGTV tab? It's not here anymore. And like, that'll tell you how long that I spent off of it. And my wife was like, it's called Reels now, you idiot. I was like, sweet. So all that to say is for the last like several years, even before I started posting, all these platforms are really pushing video, mm-hmm. right? Especially nowadays, but like in the last couple months, platforms like Instagram are only pushing photos and carousels to your audience. It's a lot harder to reach past your existing followers with those types of posts. But when it comes to Reels and TikToks, like, those are getting pushed out past your initial audience. They want to test it and say, okay, does 100 people who aren't following this person, are they going to engage with it? Are they going to watch this piece of content? Is it going to be good? And they're doing the same thing with your followers. So they're not showing it to everybody that's following you. So this is why you need to be creating video-based content.
Yeah, so I think one hurdle that I've always identified, and it's a constant, you know, you're constantly learning. And anyone who says, oh, I've figured out the algorithm, you're lying. Like, it's always changing. But, yeah. You know, I have multiple social media pages because I have multiple enterprises within my business. So Sunny Mary Meadow is my local flower farm. To be a customer of that, you need to live typically within a couple hours of the farm to be able to come buy flowers, pick flowers, have me be your wedding florist as we're building an event venue right now, you know, book the space, whatever. And so that's local. And so the problem is, obviously, if a reel goes viral, who is it reaching? What is that energy that I'm putting into that? But my other Instagram account connected to this podcast, Flower Farmer Forum, or Liz Fidler Mergen, my page as an author and a speaker, those I want to go viral. I want to reach. Yeah. I want to, you know, it's still good. I mean, even if my local farm is, I always check whenever there's a follower, I try to see where they're from. If it's someone local that's a Gen Zer, I'm like, oh, that's a bride. Hello. You want to see my wedding flowers?
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's another flower farmer in Pennsylvania, sometimes I'll send them a DM and say, hey, thanks for being here. Like, I hope this gives you inspiration for your farm. However, if you want flower farming tips, follow that page, because that's where I post about how to run this business, essentially.
Yeah, 100%. But I will say, like, yeah, going viral for a local business, a lot of people are like, that doesn't make sense, right? Why do I want to reach people across the country or in another country with my content? And my answer to that is, this actually happened to me. So when I started posting, I was like, I just want to reach people in my local area and I want to dominate my city, right? I live in a smaller city, 500,000 people. It's like smaller-ish, 500,000 people. And like, I want to be the guy known for marketing, for SEO, for social media, for all of it. And I was like, cool, I'm posting, you know, and if I reach other people, that's fine. And nothing was really happening for the first like 6-8 months to a year. Like, I was getting followers there outside of my area. That's totally fine. But the craziest thing happened when I started getting a lot of followers. Local people started reaching out to me at that point. And I was like, why did it take me, like, I'm based in Canada, why did it take me getting big in the US and in the UK? Why did it take that for you to contact me? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you had to have that
cred. I exactly know what you mean, because I used to keep track of things, and, you know, I'm a very analytical person. I like to measure, right? What gets measured gets managed. And I 100%. Think about, you know, people are like, how do you, my flower farm has like 6,000 followers on it, and it's not amazing. Nothing, but those followers, I mean, how quickly I can get 100 more now compared to, I mean, I would get 3 followers a week a year ago, and now I get 3 new followers a day. It's just, you know, that exponential growth once your account is higher and higher, it really does. And if that's what's going to reach local people, that's okay too.
Liz, last week I had 6,000 or 7,000 fewer followers than I have now.
Yeah.
And it's all from one video going viral. And it's great, like for me and my business, I can reach people all over the world. And we have clients all over the world, and I help people all over the world. So that's my benefit. But if you're like a local service-based business, like the same rules still apply to you as well. Like there's, oh my God, what is the, have you seen this guy on, it's like he's TikTok, Instagram, probably YouTube as well. I think it's like, oh my God, JB Mowing or something. Basically, like he makes videos where he goes to like knocks on somebody's door and he's like, hey, do you live here? Are you the owner? Like, I would love to clean up your yard, cut your grass, trim your
Yes,
hedges, all this kind of
I've
stuff.
seen him with, and then doesn't he have like a pressure washer and a
He
something
does
like
pressure
that?
washing too.
Yes,
Like,
yes.
so he is a local business. That's as
Yeah.
local as it gets. But
Yeah.
his videos get so many views that his local area sees all those videos, right? And then they hire him. That's
Yep.
why he's able to do these videos for free and like clean up certain yards or sidewalks or do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like I keep telling people this, and it's true. My dream scenario is to like own a local company that is like services a local area, like a heating and cooling company or like an
Yep.
electrician or a plumbing company or something. And or it could be another kind of company. I don't really
Yeah.
care,
Yeah.
but like just explode that company locally and like make sure everybody knows about it all the time. And like there's viral videos that are happening. There's and like I'm not talking dancing videos. I'm talking
Yeah.
like, good quality,
Good
full
quality,
informational content.
wholesome, helpful. Yeah. And I think that that's absolutely the videos that I put on that end up going viral or whatever, and my going viral compared to your going viral is probably different, but that's okay. I'm very content with where my sales are right now. But it's just interesting, the ones that are real, right? It's, and they make the audience feel something, and they make it about the audience, and that's why those videos of, someone coming in and, hey, I noticed that your sidewalk concrete, I can only see 2 feet of it, and it's supposed to be 4 feet because it's, whatever. Come in, clean it up, and everyone's like, wow, that was so nice, so good, so. And I mean, let's face it, satisfaction, like instant
Oh, it's the
gratification,
oddly
like,
satisfying. Like, if you
yeah.
use Reddit, there's a whole subreddit about that. And like, that's another way to create viral content because people want to watch that wall or that mural being painted over or that mural being painted or that
Yes.
grass getting cut or the snow being shot.
Yes.
Like, they want to watch that stuff until
Yeah.
the end.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I mean, as we're putting up our new building, breaking ground on a new, it's like a flower shop and event space, and we're going to tear down two old buildings. And I'm like, oh, time lapse the crap out of that excavator, knocking those down. Like out with the old, in with the new. Like, it's time.
That
Progress.
would be great.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's
every
amazing.
Tuesday we have progress on the building, like
Well,
follow.
that's like something that people don't think about is the content in that way. Like you're like, oh, we have to destroy these buildings, and like people are like, oh, that's going to be so much work, all this stuff. And you as a content creator, as a business owner, I'm going to call you a content creator because that's what we are, right? You're like, how can I use that scenario that's like not everybody can do that, and it's like a once in a lifetime that nobody else is posting that content,
Yep,
right?
exactly.
How can I make that into an interesting video that people are going to watch and that's going to serve them?
Stirring the compost pile on a farm, right? Your leftover leaves that it's, hey, in a year, this is going to be nutrients. Like, here's that. I mean, just put it on
Does
a
it really
time
take a
clock, but
year?
yeah, about in Minnesota, because remember it's frozen for a third of the year
I
and
mean,
you
I'm in
need
Canada, so
moisture.
we're
Yeah,
like we're the
same
same.
thing. Yeah, we're the same.
We're the same.
Yeah.
I'm just outside of Niagara Falls. So I'm
So
a little bit more south than you.
I love Toronto. I love Toronto. Yeah, I've been there twice. I will go back, except for I let my passport expire. Dang
Oh
it.
no.
Yeah, I gotta get that fixed ASAP. All right, flower friends, we are going to take a quick break, and I'm going to talk about Foundations of Petaling Perishable Products, or PPP for short. This started as a course with cohorts, but now it's a full-on membership. So you pay once for lifetime access to all of the course modules, which cover everything from sales and marketing to goal setting, legal, accounting, efficiencies, scaling, and more. Basically, how to actually run your flower business like a business, and how I took my business from a $7,000 hobby to literally a $500,000 revenue enterprise. And it's the foundations and the framework and the principles that I built on, because if you scale things that are not
working, you're just scaling your problems. And so once you join, you are in. So you get access to the, not only do you get the whole course, but you get access to the private Facebook group of 40 plus members that are taking flower farming extremely seriously, a monthly Zoom call for the group where you can ask questions, get support, or just listen in. And there we cover a lot of growing things, but I also will share, you know, once a month, I'll say, hey guys, this is something I just learned. I'm going to teach you about, you know, the SMS texting marketing that I started doing with the husbands. And here's how I got them to sign up. And now they get a text a week before their anniversary or whatever it is. Like, or hey guys, I'm going to show you the behind the scenes on my Mother's Day flowers and how I did that reservation system. And this is how you use Calendly on the back end. Like, once a month, I show something like that. And then, of course, everyone can ask like growing questions, whatever. You also get lifetime access of exclusive replays of our quarterly webinars. Those are the public webinars that we do for this podcast. So now everyone can join those live. You have to sign up, but the replay is only for the members. And that is because I pack those with behind the scenes strategy of my farm. So like, hey, this is how I grew my farm to this, and here's the behind the scenes of the revenue, and here's the expenses that it actually takes to get there. I'm not going to put those out on the public podcast anymore. If you sign up, if you watch them live, you can see it for free. But if you don't watch it live, then you can only get the recording if you're a Foundations of PPP member. Plus, Foundations of PPP people get discounts for any of our in-person workshops and future courses. So events like Flower Farmer Forum, Farmer Florist Bootcamp, all of those things. There are three payment options to fit your budget. So there's a one-time fee of $1,000. You can do $100 a month for 12 months. So you save if you do the one time, or there's a middle ground of 6 months. So if you are serious about growing and ready to stop reinventing the wheel, please join our group. There is a link in the episode notes where you can schedule a 15-minute phone call with me for free. Tell me about your dreams. Tell me about your goals. Tell me about your problems right now. And I will be honest, and probably a third of the people that I talk to, I'm like, you know, I don't think this is for you. I don't think it's going to be helpful. I will be honest if I don't think that it's what you need, because I do want to, you know, I take it seriously that someone's investing in themselves, and I equally want to be there to help them. And yeah. So if you are interested in joining Foundations of PPP, I invite you to schedule a 15-minute call with me. Sorry, that was a really long ad. Podcast producer Abby is going to be like, Liz, keep it to 90 seconds. But I can't, because Foundations of PPP is so much. It's not 90 seconds. Anyway, back to the episode.
Let's get back into SMS marketing. I've never talked about that on a podcast. And honestly, that's on my short to-do list to get into.
I have so many ideas here, because SMS, it's like, think of SMS like text marketing, right? You get somebody's number, you text them. I'm sure we've all gotten texts from people, or businesses, I should say, reminding us about things, right? So getting somebody's phone number is equivalent to getting their email, but it's way better because it goes to their device. People can ignore emails. People are less likely to ignore a message on their phone, right? That's why it's so effective. So if you are a florist, for example, or you have a flower farm, and people can come, you know, either do date nights there, or they can just buy flowers, they can buy bouquets, they can buy arrangements, whatever you want to call them. One of the ways, and we're going to talk about how to get people onto your SMS in a bit, but one of the things you could do is, Mother's Day is coming up. Text everybody on your phone like, hey, did you get flowers? Still need flowers for Mother's Day? Book them in advance, right? Whatever that is. Or Valentine's Day is coming up in a month, guys. Book your flowers now because they go, right? Yep. They're going to be gone.
Yep.
Or just stuff like that.
Another thought is, at times, you know, the flower field is suddenly, if the weather's just right, like it is bursting, right? All of a sudden. And so then that would be a great way to, hey, we don't normally do this, but this Sunday evening, we're opening up for you to come pick your own, because in an emergency,
pick your own,
right? Yep. And you would think a flower emergency, right? I mean, I actually, but it really is. So so just that way to quick have instant access to your customer base.
Yeah. And the thing too, is you don't want to over text people. If they get like 10 texts from you in a month, that's way too much.
Yeah. It's right? not the just same as your monthly newsletter. This is like, hey, there is a reason to read this. And I mean, I'm just even thinking, hey, We have an abundance of tulips. The first 10 people to respond back get them $1 a stem, something like that. Like, and then they, oh, like that reward for responding or whatever.
100%. And I know a lot of people, a lot of businesses will use SMS marketing or text marketing to send reminders, right? Before a podcast or before a meeting. It's like, hey, here's, your meeting's coming up in 20 minutes, or your meeting's coming up tomorrow. If you need to cancel, let us know now, right? Stuff like that, or your appointment's coming up. So that is one way to use it for reminders. Most of, I would say most of us probably aren't going to use it that way, especially if you're a flower farm. The other thing that I do want to mention is anytime you are sending out any kind of communication, it should have the customer in mind, right? Never be trying to sell them. Always be like if it's a Mother's Day thing, you can say, Mother's Day is coming up. Want to make sure you didn't forget winky face or crying laughing emoji, whatever you want to text. I know that's
Like
very like
you are
millennial.
welcome because you don't want to be the jerk that shows up to Mother's Day and your sibling has something for your mom, and now you're empty-handed.
Or like, and you can divide your list as well. It's like these are men who have bought flowers, or men who signed up, or women who've signed up. And you can, have notes and tags and stuff like that. So it's like just to the men, it's like, Mark, Mother's Day is coming up. Like, did you make sure to get your wife flowers? Stuff like that as well. Yeah, just like try to help them, right? You don't want to be that guy, Mark,
Yeah,
right? Go
exactly.
pick up flowers.
Here, I made it easy for you. Just here's the link. Here you go.
100%. So that's SMS marketing. It's really effective. People get the messages, they read them, and even if they don't respond to it, they're still, you're still getting reminded of that person. One of my favorite people who do SMS marketing is Gary Vee.
Yes, I follow. I love following him.
Right? He has his number. It says, text me, and then it'll ask you a couple questions, whatever. It seems like you're texting with him, but obviously it's a bot. And he like doesn't send out that many messages, maybe a couple times a year. They'll just be like, you're doing awesome. Like you're killing it today. I hope you have the best day. Just like random stuff like that. But on your birthday, you get a text from him with a video saying, hey, all June 6th birthdays, or like that's my birthday, June 6th. Hey, June 6th birthdays, like you guys are awesome. Just wanted to take a second to wish you a happy birthday and hope you have a great day, whatever it is. And you're just like, whoa, that's crazy that that automation is going and he has all these videos filmed and all this kind of stuff.
It's funny because we didn't really plan on talking about SMS marketing specifically until like we chatted ahead of time. I'm like, oh, let's talk about that because I'm interested in learning more. So I right now, like I use MailChimp, which that's just what I got started with initially. I've had great success with it in my email newsletter program. I have about 3,000 follower or
That's
subscribers with
huge.
like a 60% open rate for 5 years.
Amazing.
It's amazing, but that has an SMS option. And actually, that's on my very short to-do list, but I've been working on like some contact forms and surveys and
There's
automation
so much to work
within
on.
that, and so that's what I'm focusing on. So SMS is like ideally April-ish so that it's done by Mother's Day. But let's talk
Amazing.
about how do you get people on your SMS list?
Couple ways. The easiest way is if somebody's coming into your business, ask them like, hey, can we text you next time there's a holiday or an update or a sale or whatever it is? And some people will give you their phone number, add that to your iPad, whatever your system. And you can also ask them more questions as well, like what's your first name, last name, where do you live? Like, just a couple questions like that. So that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is, I guess, like I'm gonna say the other way, a similar way to do it would be at events, right? If you are, I'm assuming that you're going to some kind of market if you are running a flower farm, right? Have a sign up there, give something away. Like, we'll give a free bouquet away or a free, I don't know, date night. We'll do something for you. Sign up, give us your phone number, and we'll text the winner kind of thing. And then when they do that, you have to make sure that they opt into receiving messages from you, though,
They
right?
have to
So they have to
respond.
click a button to do that.
Question, how is it possible a link that you could just put? Like, is there a landing page? Like, enter your phone number if you want to, you could send that out to your email list. Like, hey, heads up, we're adding texting marketing so that you don't miss out. We promise we're only going to use it for these little things, but go ahead and just let them voluntarily. Because I tell you what, if I all of a sudden get a text message from someone that
And you didn't give the number.
I didn't get that, I'm like, block. I am never buying from you,
I
Home
hate that.
Depot. No,
Yeah,
I don't
no,
have a
but
Home Depot. I have
seriously.
no problems with Home Depot. Don't sue me.
Like,
No
don't get
home,
mad at me.
no Home Depot slander. Anyway.
So yeah, you don't, okay, first of all, don't buy numbers, don't text Like, don't add your personal contacts. Don't do anything like that. Like, earn these numbers because that'll go a lot farther. So what you were saying, like, is there a link that we can send people to? Absolutely. And you can do that in your content as well. You could do that in stories on Instagram. You can send it out to your email list. Like, we give something away. Like, we give away flowers every single week. Like, one, what do you call it, a bouquet? Do you call it
So,
an arrangement?
bouquets and arrangements, there's a difference, right? So, a bouquet is just during the summertime, like a bundle of about 15 stems, locally grown, whatever. An arrangement would be more like around $100 up flower art, right? Like, it costs about three times the much as this, but they are two very, very different things, different products and different audiences, and that's okay.
This might be like an idea that doesn't work, but I'm going to say it anyways. Like, you could have some kind of campaign going on saying, ladies, tell your husbands to sign up for this, or share this with your husband so he signs up and gets notifications and never forgets your birthday, never forgets Valentine's Day, never forgets Mother's Day, or your Mother's Day, or his Mother's Day. And then you could put significant, like, dates that are of significance in there, and a couple of days before, hey, did you get your flowers yet for your mom? Like, that's so personalized. Holy sh.
So I've done this before, and I need to get them out again. I've made a QR code to my ordering spot, printed it off. And then I made my husband go in at our local favorite sports bar and he hung them up above the urinals. Did you get your wife flowers yet? And there's a QR code. And I
That's
got a lot of
amazing.
orders that way. And that's meet people where they're at, right?
That's so smart. I love talking to you about this stuff, Liz, because I feel like you're like energizing me. I have so many ideas now, and I'm like, dang, we could do,
Dang, we
like,
could.
what could I do
How do
with my
we
business? Like,
do this? No, and it's so fun to have these conversations with people that it all is marketing. And I love how when you're like, yeah, it's my dream to buy a business, an HVAC or a restaurant or a lawn care or entirely different. And before I, just the self-limiting beliefs that I used to have, I mean, I didn't start adding wedding flowers to my business until 2 years ago because I'm like, I've never done like floral design school. I'm not, those are big, whatever. Well, guess what? The universe provides. I met a gal named Sydney who has 7 years as a wedding florist, only weddings
Beautiful.
experience. And she's like, can I come work for you? I'm like, it, what? Like, what? Where did you come from? And then from there, over the last couple of years, she has taught me. I mean, I was definitely above competent, but not, not the level that I felt I needed to be. But it's like, so many things can be learned, but these foundational principles of accounting, marketing, selling, all of those things, they're kind of universal.
Yeah, you can really like take a strategy from an accounting firm and paste it, not on top, but like use a lot of the same stuff for a florist, right? Or for a flower farm, whatever.
Exactly. And one thing that I think definitely is a challenge, online products versus, but I have both. I have both businesses. I have a brick and mortar retail floral business, soon to be an actual store with set hours during the week and an event space. And then I have my podcast, my coaching, my speaking, like not a tangible thing whatsoever. The same principles apply to both.
And it's all like getting your customers or potential customers' contact information, email, phone number, address, whatever it might be. And like also sending out physical things as well is such an underrated thing to do because it's one, it is expensive, right? If you have to print a card, if you have to print something, but people aren't necessarily expecting that, right? As long as it's not actual junk mail, if you're like providing them with something, that's fine.
Like a QR
Actually,
code to, yeah, or whatever it might be, open house or, yeah, exactly, an invitation or.
I got oh my God, like a letter, like a handwritten, like, my address on the letter. This is a couple of years ago. And I was like, oh, it's from this pizza place, this local pizza place. I'm like, maybe they saw one of my videos online and maybe they're sending me like, a
Fam,
slice or something.
fam. Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
that'd be awesome. So, but then I opened it and it was legit just their flyer. And I was like, there's no one slice on us. There's nothing. I'm like, why would you waste your time doing this? I'm never gonna eat at your place.
Like, oh, like that's promoting awareness that there is a business. Cool. I knew you existed before, and now I, versus if
Yeah,
there's a
it just.
reason or I'm incentivized to get in the door. I'm excited to. Just look into a little bit more SMS marketing, but it makes so much sense why that would be something to expand on a little bit.
100%. I don't know what else to say about it because I feel like We have covered a lot of ground
We have
in a
covered a
very
lot of
short
ground in
amount
a
of
short
time.
amount of time. So, yeah, well, thank you so much. We're going to be in touch. We're going to be in touch because I
Absolutely.
definitely need to expand on this a little bit more. And yeah, my wheels are spinning. My wheels are spinning. So,
Mine too.
yeah,
Mine too.
we'll have a texting 2.0 episode coming out. SMS next level. So,
Amazing.
all right. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week on another episode.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Liz.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website. There you'll find every episode in written blog form, plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at sunnymarymeadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. sunnymarymeadow.com